Every child who has ever lived has been told stories of terrible things that lurk in the woods, ready to gobble them up. Tales of monsters that dwell in the pitch-black shadows between the trees. Tales of paths that take you deep into the woods, only to vanish when you turn to follow them back. Tales of dragons, mad mages, and worse. In most places, these woods are just the nearest woods, and the tales are simply meant to keep the children from straying and getting lost. In most places, the children slowly learn not to fear the woods and begin daring one another to venture deeper and deeper into them. Man may not reign in the woods, but if he was respectful, he might venture safely into them. In Sarnassus, however, and all its neighboring provinces of the empire, when children were told horror stories, it was of the Forest of Aitu. And only of the Forest of Aitu. No children dared one another to venture under Aitu's trees, and the only way to respect Aitu was never to enter it at all. For it was the home of Tetranath, the spider with more legs than the sky has stars, and Tetranath suffered few visitors indeed. Few who entered his forest on any business ever left. So, of course, on his 13th birthday, when Kynan found himself under the canopy of Aitu's trees, he was, to say the least, rather concerned. He never would have entered the forest had he the slightest choice. He hadn't had a choice. The rumours of the Empire seizing children had been circulating for years, but they all claimed to be about far-off provinces such as Mountainous Anblind far in the west, which spent more years in revolution than at peace. Nothing of the sort was happening here, a mere week as the griffin flies from Imperial Aithos itself. The only ones spreading the rumours were malcontents and dissidents. Then, last year, the rumours came from their neighbouring province of Alakina. The doubters either grew quieter or they grew louder, as though trying to convince themselves that the Empire would never seize children for magical experiments. And then last week, Uncle Iman came home from the legions. Not on leave, but a deserter. He came to warn them that the legions were coming for children between the ages of 12 and 15 who had not yet manifested an affinity. Some of his aunts and uncles called him a liar, and grandfather had turned away from Iman in shame that his son would be a deserter, ordering a messenger be sent from the family land to the magistrate. Iman hung his shoulders in shame. Kynan's parents, however, had remembered that Iman had never once been whipped for lying or for making trouble as a child, that he'd wanted nothing more than to join the Legion when he was grown and had served with distinction for many years. And so they quickly packed a few sundries and clothes for Kynan and ordered him away. They told him he must not inform them where he meant to go, so they could not be forced to betray him. Without even having time to say goodbye to his little sisters, Kynan fled the family compound. His family wasn't wealthy and were crammed into a smaller space than might be preferable, but they did better than so many neighbours, who had been foolish enough to divide their lands between heirs, rather than keeping it all and always in the hands of the firstborn. Kynan wept as he fled from the halls and outbuildings and fields of the only home he had ever known. And on Kynan's third day of sleeping in ditches and fields and stealing from orchards, he saw the legions marching alongside wagons filled with cages too small for adults, and he hunkered down lower in the hedges, and was unable to keep the tears away.